The Defense Department is requiring senior officials to review major acquisitions before they receive approval to move into the technology development phase, commonly known as Milestone A. That change is part of the Better Buying Power initiative DOD's leading up. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller's here to discuss the current and future impact of BBP. Hi there, Jason.
Good afternoon, Jared.
So we mentioned additional rigor in the tease package for this segment. What's the rigor DOD's applying as it applies to this the Milestone A decisions?
Yes, Milestone A. I love the DOD speak for, you know, the steps that you have to go through to have a successful acquisition. Well, the goal of Milestone A is to make sure the user's needs are well-defined, which is always good in acquisition, and the acquisition and mission communities did an analysis of alternatives, a program support reviews, and other things to make sure that everything is heading in the direction it's supposed to be going. Over the last few years, with the maturation of Better Buying Power, DOD has added one more requirement. Katrina McFarland is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Acquisition.
How do we ensure our investment accounts go as far as they can? Through addressing affordability. We're doing it through increased emphasis on systems engineering, especially around Milestone A, before it and around Milestone A. Oddly, having been here as long as I have, we've constantly tried to do that. We're now putting some very discrete mechanisms in. Mr. Kendall reviews RFPs before they go final on the street to understand and ensure that the acquisition strategy that has been brought forward has complied with inside the RFP, so he can understand that industry can respond to what's being asked for and that investment decision complies with the enterprise's, obviously the service's, interests.
Now, McFarland says previously DOD would do more of a post-mortem where the service told OSD, Office of Secretary of Defense, what they did, and they all had to live with it. So it was almost like an after the fact, well, did you comply? Yes, we complied, but is it really meeting the user's needs? Now, I caught up with McFarland after she spoke Tuesday today at the 50th annual Tech America Foundation's Vision Conference in Falls Church, Virginia, and I asked her for more details on this effort. She says DOD started the reviews almost 3 years ago, but really only in the last year or so it's been a part of a consistent review process.
I think the business process ensured that what our acquisition strategies were actually happening in the RFPs. And it's put a great deal of focus by the service leaders and program managers to make sure they've got it right. It's been very rewarding.
Now, on the back end of Milestone A approval is DOD's larger use of prototyping and demonstrations. What they're ensuring there is the program on the right track? Are we heading down the right path with the technology? McFarland says these smaller scale projects are helping to get the most out of their funding without taking huge risks, some risks, but not huge ones.
Gotcha. So we've talked a lot about Better Buying Power, the first two versions. Those are pretty mature and pretty well understood at this point by the acquisition community, I think. Version 3, basically just out. Did we hear anything new about the development of BBP 3.0 today?
Right. Now, BBP 1 was looking at improving the acquisition process. The goal is stretch the dollars further. McFarland says Better Buying Power version 2 is about getting contracting officers and program managers to take a more critical, thoughtful approach to acquisition, with the goal of professionalizing the acquisition workforce and focusing on innovation. So now Better Buying Power version 3 is expected to be finalized and released once and for all in January. McFarland says it lays out basically 8 initiatives and sub-initiatives that all come under BBP 3.
Achieve affordable programs. The second one, achieve dominant capabilities while controlling costs. It's a follow-on to achieving controlled costs, but we're focusing on where do we go to achieve that dominant capability by controlling cost at the same time. It's very important. Incentivize productivity in industry and government. That's a carryover. Incentivize innovation in industry and government. That's an add. Some of that in BBP 2.0 was how do you utilize best value appropriately? This is more of the same. Eliminate unproductive process and bureaucracy. I was once told that that's like asking the fox to be the guard of the chicken house. It's very hard for an organization to change itself, but we have seen it, and we are doing discrete activities to help that occur. We're promoting effective competition. Effective competition isn't necessarily head-on competition between peers. It's competition throughout the entire spectrum of acquisition. It can be at the subcomponent level. It can be competition with the budget. It's the creation of an environment that fosters competition, that allows industry and our support infrastructure to understand what it can do more effectively and efficiently to get to our needs.
Now, other Better Buy and Power 3 priorities include continued the improvements of the tradecraft, both internally of how acquisition folks buy goods and services and how they interact with industry. Along with that, improving tradecraft, there's the training and education. That's a never-ending priority to ensure contracting and acquisition employees continue to improve their skills and expertise. Now, McFarland says the military's relationship with their industrial base remains obviously important, so much so that McFarland says Secretary Chuck Hagel and Deputy Secretary Bob Work are reviewing the defense industrial base. And the other thing they've done is actually met with the top 10 biggest vendors and said, tell us what you're working on, tell us how you're being innovative, and let us tell you what we need. What are some of the areas that we need help in? And I think part of that discussion is also we need you to take more risks, because we need to take more risks. And DoD says, they have to take calculated risks in order to have a superior force and have the best technology. So interesting conversations going on with industry.